morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. Good morning, brothers. What's going on? This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz, and thank you for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. We're going to jump right into this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 4. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 4, and it reads, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them." All right, this morning, brothers, I want to talk about real quick. It's in the promise, you are alive, or I am alive. You are alive, or I am alive, however you want to say it. But really, we're talking about being alive. It's in the promise. Here we find ourselves, and the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And he reminds us that if it were not for the grace that God had bestowed upon us, if it were not before the unmerited favor that God bestowed upon us, if it was not for the gift that we received in Jesus Christ, a gift undeserved, a gift that we should have never had, a gift that should have never been considered to give to us, if it were not for that gift, we would all be dead. And how would we have been dead? We would have been dead in our trespasses. We have been dead in our sin. Now, we would have to go back and we read, I believe it's over in the Psalm, it talks about that we were born into this world in sin, and in sin did our moms conceive us. That's paraphrasing. So you got to understand that we were already in sin when we walked into this thing. In this, we see that this is a tricky situation, because there's so many people out nowadays who want to bash people for being a sinful person, a person who is sin. All right, let me break this down real quick. Okay, so what is sin? Sin is missing the mark. That's what sin is. Sin is missing the mark. What is the mark? The mark is understanding that Jesus came to the earth for us, to save us from missing the mark. And here it is. I need you to get this, because this is the most important part here. The biggest thing about sin is not believing that Jesus Christ has the ability and the power to save you from sin. It's all about believing in Jesus Christ. That's what it is. And his mission and his what he came to do in the earth. And that was to save man from their sin, from their missing of the mark. Right now, let's go back a little bit further to when Moses was here. When Moses was here, when the children of Israel would make a mistake, when they would sin, that once a year, what they would do is they would come to the church. And I'm breaking this down so that we can understand. Once a year, they would come to the church, to a holy service, a large service with people from everywhere. They would convene together. And what they would do is they would bring a goat. And then the priest in the church would then take blood from the sacrifices and pour it upon the goat, and then get a stick and beat the goat. And it, the goat would then leave the camp or the campus where they were. Now get this, and understand that was representative of the sin leaving the lives of the people. That's where we get that term scapegoat. They would pour the blood, they would beat the goat would go running off, and that was a scapegoat. So that blood represented, and the goat represented the sins of the people. Now comes along Jesus Christ, and what he says is there is no bull that can replace what I'm going to do. There's no goat, there's no dove, there's no sacrifice that will be able to replace what I'm going to do, and that is to give my life. So now I'm going to shed my blood, I'm going to hang on the cross, and I'm going to die for your sin. Right? Now here it is. This is it. It is when we don't believe that Jesus Christ had the power to pull us out of our sin is when it's just not connecting. That's the only way that I can come up to say it. It's not connecting. What is God looking for? He is looking for belief in his son. That is what he is looking for, belief in his son. So when you say, God, I believe that you did this for me, then this is the thing. This is the piece that pulls you out of sin and puts you into a life with Jesus Christ, a life of wholeness, right? So here it is. Now catch this. Now, things may go on in your life that may challenge you. Things will go on in your life that will challenge you. You'll be put in places where you don't understand everything that's going on. But you must then believe that Christ is there as the advocate for your life and every situation of your life. He is there to cover you. He is there to keep you. And you continue to believe that he didn't come just to save you from your sin, but he came to save you and give you prosperity in life. Life prosperity, right? The Bible says it this way, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says this, but I have come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. So we have to understand here that Paul is breaking this down for us, but God, rich in his mercy, because of his great love, with he loved us. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, John 16. His only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. Here goes that word again. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I'm trying to help you to see how simple it is to have a life of abundance, a life of understanding, a life of greatness, a life with God. It's simply by believing in the power of his son, believing in the person of his son, and believing in the purpose of his son. Believing in the power, the purpose, and the person of God's son, who is Jesus Christ. And then he says, even while we were dead in our transgressions, we were dead in our sin, God made us alive together with Christ. While we were dead, he brought us back alive because of Christ and because of the power of Christ. And then he says this, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places. Brothers, here's another piece right here. When you come into this, you're not coming into this and you're going to remain where you are. He says he has seated you in heavenly places. I need you to understand today, brothers, that no matter what's going on around you, you got to remember where you are. and you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And so because I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I know the money is crazy. I know the family is crazy. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through repossession. You might be having some mental health issues. You might be having all kinds of things, but you have to remember where you are seated, and you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And so when I recognize that these things, this present suffering is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And that's what it is. It's a present suffering. I understand that I'm dealing with something now, but I also understand where I am. And because I know that I am seated in a heavenly place with Christ Jesus, that there is no weapon that is formed that can take me down. Everything that has been formed cannot touch me. It cannot harm me. It cannot destroy me. This is it. The mental health issues, the divorce issues, the baby mama drama. What else you got? The money. They used to say it this way. My money is funny. My change is strange, and my credit can't get it. Listen, I don't care where it is in this mix. You got to recognize that it is ultimately a distraction from what God ultimately wants from your life. You are seated in heavenly places. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you that you're alive. It's right there in the promise. You are alive. I know you feel like you're dead. I know you feel like it's falling apart. I know it feels like you're just sick and tired of it all and you want to give it up. But brother, today you are alive. You got to recognize this. This is it. You're alive. And because you're alive, and because you have blood running through your veins, and because your heart is pumping, you got to recognize you still have purpose. Hallelujah. You still have purpose. The enemy wants, and this is it, man. The enemy wants to keep putting all of these distractions in front of you and making you feel like, oh, you're not going to make it. You're not going to do anything. You're going to fall apart. Your life is falling apart. Your wife has left you. Your kids don't like you. The car stopped working. You got to walk back and forth to work in the rain, uphill both ways. Look, you know what? It's just a distraction. This present suffering will not be worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in me. I'm going to say it again. This present suffering, this thing that I'm dealing with right now, this thing that you're challenged with right now, is not going to be worthy to be compared with the glory that God is going to bestow on you. You're alive. Go through. You've got to go through. Listen, I cannot even tell you that you're not going to go through. Let's look at Jesus Christ. What did he have to do? He had to go through. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he got on his knees and he prayed. The Bible says that he prayed so hard that there was blood and sweat coming out of him. And he said, Father, if it be your will, take this cup from me. But if not, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. And he had to die. He had to hang on the cross. He recognized in the fullness of his humanity, while still being 100% God, he recognized that I still have to go through because I've been sent for a purpose. Now, he said, I've got the power to do it. My purpose was to die for these people. And I am Jesus. I'm the Son of God. I am grace embodied. This is it. For by grace you have been saved. Who saved us? Grace, Jesus. And you were raised up with him. Through your faith you were saved. And not of yourself, the scripture says. It's a gift that God has given. Not as a result of works, so that any man can boast. We can never say, I'm alive because what I did. But I'm alive because of what Jesus Christ did for me. I'm alive. You're alive. Remember this. Go through your week this week and tell yourself, I'm alive. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence today and we say thank you. We say thank you for seven of the greatest words that have been ever said. For by grace we have been saved. We thank you, God, for the Apostle Paul breaking this down for us, God, that it was because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your kindness, because of your loving kindness toward men, God, your creation, that you looked out in the midst of our darkness, in the midst of our evil, in the midst of our sin, because we stopped believing, God, and you said, I need to send an advocate. Thank you for sending grace for us, God. We bless you this morning, God, and we magnify you. You are a great God, and there certainly is none like you. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives today. We submit to you today that we need you in every way of our lives. We need you, God. Thank you that you've allowed us to sit in heavenly places with you. Remind us daily of what you've done for us, so we will never forget your kindness and your grace toward us. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, thank God. Thank God for you today. Thank God for you today. Listen, the Bible says this: if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. I want to offer you salvation today. Today is your day. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Simply tell the Lord, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner and I want you in my life. I want you to be the head over my life. Holy Spirit, come and guide me and direct me in every area of my life. That's it. You're saved. You pray that prayer, you're saved. The Bible says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today is your day of salvation. And I want to welcome you into the family of Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you into the family. You're my brother. I'm your brother. I want to welcome you. Secondly, brothers, I would love for you to share the podcast with your friends and your family all over the world. Share the podcast. Our numbers are phenomenal. We're seeing people all over the world listen to this. And we thank God for you in your prospective places where you are. And we pray, we continue to pray for our brothers over in Europe who are at war. We're praying for them. We continue to pray for the leaders in the United States of America, where I live, and the leaders all over this world, God. We pray for them. Remember to pray for your leader. The Bible tells us, teaches us that we should be praying for our leaders. So continue to pray for those who are around you, in your family, in your circle. And then, you know, hey, we believe in God for greatness. All right. Listen, this is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm out of here. Peace.